McClintock blinked at him. They'd have to. They couldn't refuse us.
They already have, Grant said, feeling weary, alone, with no one to turn to, no one to help him.
What do you mean? Ulrich demanded.
Cellini's flight control people have told our flight control people that they will not accept any flights from Farside until we've solved our nanobug problem. Not Anita Halleck, not even Edie Elgin, and she's Douglas Stavanger's wife, for Christ's sakes.
No flights at all? McClintock whined.
None, said Grant. No VIPs, no refugees, nobody. No flights from Farside will be permitted to land at Cellini.
We're trapped here?
McClintock's voice rose a notch higher. We're quarantined. Ulrich ran a hand through his silvery hair.
Then what are we to do? Simply sit here and let these devices destroy us all?
The professor's phone buzzed. Tracing his fingertips along his desktop tactile screen, the professor muttered,
Anita Halleck is calling.
Before Grant could say anything, Ulrich told the phone,
Answer.
Halleck's sculpted face appeared on the wall screen. Grant saw that she looked unhappy, nettled.
Professor Ulrich, she said, her voice firm, her tone insistent, your staff refuses to allow me to return to Cellini.
Ulrich stared blankly at the screen. Grant answered, All flights have been stopped, Mrs. Halleck.
Mr. Simpson?
Ulrich touched a pad on his phone keyboard, and the camera view switched to wide focus, taking in Grant and McClintock as well as himself. Right, Grant answered. With his nanobug problem, Cellini's ordered a stand down on all flights. Her expression hardening, Halleck challenged,
Do you mean to keep me a prisoner here?
With a wan smile, Grant replied, Mrs. Halleck, we're under a quarantine. I'm afraid we're all prisoners here as long as we're under siege from these rogue nanos.
It's not acceptable, Mr. Simpson.
Acceptable or not, that's the way it is. Even if we let you take off, Cellini wouldn't allow a flight from Farside to land at their spaceport anyway. Not until we figured out what's causing this nanobug problem and fixed it. Just a trace of alarm flashed across Halleck's face.
You can't keep me a prisoner here. Do you have any idea of who you're talking to?
It's not me, ma'am. Nobody leaves Farside, Grant said flatly. You can call Cellini if you want to. I'm sure they'll confirm that they won't accept any flights from here.
That's nonsense. If my rocket takes off from here and approaches Cellini, they'd have to allow me to land. They'd be killing me otherwise.
That's why we're not permitting you to leave Farside, ma'am.
You're not permitting me? Since when are you in charge? Professor Ulrich, I demand that you allow me to leave.
Ulrich sat behind his desk, speechless.
Anita, said McClintock,
I'm afraid that Simpson is correct. It's in your own best interest to remain here, temp—
My best interest? Alex snapped. Since when have you ever had my best interest at heart, Carter?
Now, Anita.
Professor Ulrich, I insist that you call Cellini. Get to their governing council, to Douglas Stavanger, somebody. Make them understand that I'm not to be kept a prisoner here at Farside. I have important work to do.
Her image suddenly winked out. The wall screen went blank. She hung up, McClintock said. Or the bugs have hit the comm system, Grant muttered. Fears. Doug Stavanger was in the sitting room of his quarters at Cellini talking to his wife at Farside. You're okay? He asked for the 12th time in as many minutes.
I'm fine, honey, said Edith, smiling brightly.
The nanobugs haven't attacked any people.
Not directly.
Nope.
Edith's normally cheerful expression sobered into a puzzled frown.
It's kind of funny, really. The bugs have hit here and there, sort of at random.
And killed several people, Stavanger said.
Yeah, but it's not like the gray goo thing, you know, where they eat everything in sight.
But you're all right, he asked again.
So far.
I can't get you out of there, Stavanger said, hating himself for letting her go in the first place. Farside's quarantined.
I know. Don't worry about it. It's kind of exciting, you know.
I'm getting to be a news reporter again, digging into the story. Suddenly alarmed, Stavanger blurted, No news reports, Edith. This whole thing is under a news blackout.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dictator, she said, with a grin and a mock military salute. But once the blackout is lifted, I'll have a first-hand account. I'm interviewing Professor Ulrich and Chris Cardenas, scientists and ordinary workers.
The phone screen blinked and the data bar showed an incoming call from Professor Ulrich. Stavanger sat up straighter in his chair, a recliner that had been salvaged from a retired Clipper rocket.
Speak of the devil, it's Professor Ulrich.
Duty calls, darling.
He's kind of weird, said Edith.
Yes, but I've got to take his call.
Sure. I'm going to see Chris Cardenas, find out what she can tell me about all this.
Take care of yourself. Stavanger knew it was lame, but he couldn't think of anything else to say.
I'll be back soon, Doug, honey, with a terrific story.
He forced a smile and switched to Ulrich's call. The professor looked tired, stressed.
Mr. Stavanger, he began, thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you, Professor?
With an unhappy pout, Ulrich said, it's Mrs. Halleck. She's upset about being quarantined here at Farside. She's demanding that we let her fly to Cellini.
That's not possible, Professor. I'm sure you understand why.
I understand, said Ulrich, but she doesn't. She insists that Cellini allow her to return there. And from Cellini, I suppose she'll want to transfer back to Earth.
Stavanger shook his head. If we allowed that, she might contaminate Cellini with rogue nanos and even spread them Earthside. We can't have that.
Ulrich pleaded. Will you talk to her, please? She won't pay any attention to me. Perhaps you can make her see the necessity.
Stavanger saw that the professor was close to his wit's end. Certainly, he said. I'll call her right away.
Oh, thank you.
Think nothing of it, said Stavanger. To himself, he said, I'll call Anita Halleck, but that won't change anything.
Edith Elgin saw her husband's image wink off in her phone screen. After a moment's hesitation, she told the phone to connect her with Chris Cardenas. Almost immediately, Cardenas's face appeared on the screen.
Edith, she said, looking surprised, you're here at Farside?
I surely am, said Edith. I need to talk to you. Get your take on what's going on around here.
Cardenas looked suddenly weary. I'm pretty sure there's a news blackout on what's happening here.
I know that. But once the blackout is lifted, I want to be able to tell the story, and for that I need to interview the world's leading expert on nanotechnology.
For a moment, Cardenas hesitated. Then she allowed herself a tired smile and said,
Sure, Edith, why not? I'm on my way to Professor Ulrich's office. Why don't you meet me there?
Great, said Edith.
See you there.
Anita Halleck was furious. She glared at the image of Douglas Stavanger on the wall screen of her quarters.
So you see, Stavanger was repeating, we simply can't allow any flights in here from Farside.
You mean you won't allow any flights? Halleck growled.
Stavanger spread his hands. Can't, won't, it comes to the same thing, doesn't it? Farside is quarantined until the nanomachine problem is solved.
But I can't stay here.
I know it's scary, Stavanger said, trying to sound reasonable. My own wife is at Farside, and I'm very nervous about that, believe me.
But you'll let her die here?
Stavanger's youthful face went grim. Mrs. Halleck, let me tell you something. My father chose to let rogue nanomachines kill him rather than infect all of Moonbase, back before this community was called Cellini.
That's got nothing to do with it, she insisted.
It does to me, Stavanger countered. I'm very sorry. I know this is frightening. But no one leaves Farside until the nanobug problem is solved. That's it. Halleck's wall screen went blank. She stared at it for long seconds, desperately rummaging in her mind for some solution to this idiotic problem. Some way out. Some way to save herself.
The phone chimed again. The data bar said it was Dr. Trudy Yost calling.
Ulrich's assistant, Halleck thought. What on earth does she want?
Then a new idea dawned in her mind.
Of course, Halleck said to herself. This young pup might be my ticket out of here.
Countersteps.
We've got to get Dr. Cardenas in on this, Grant said. I called her more than half an hour ago, McClintock said from across the table. She should be here by now. I wonder what's keeping her.
Professor Ulrich seemed frozen in his desk chair. Immobilized by the